6 of To Refresh and Connect. This week we're going to be talking about prayer, the phone link to God. So can anyone tell me what is prayer? Anyone brave enough to answer that question? Allie? Mm-hmm. That's the thing about prayer, is that it's simply just, as Allie put it, our communication with God. It's just talking to God, and we get the privilege to be able to, whenever we want, just talk to God, no matter what. Like, it's so cool that we just get to talk to the creator of the universe. Like, just think about that. Like, the God who created this world, the God that created you, we get to talk to him. And let's just see what Scripture says about prayer real quick. Philippians 4:6 says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And then in Hebrews 4:16 it says, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." At one point or another, we've probably all have felt awkward when it comes to praying, or we've felt uncomfortable, or we just really haven't known how to pray. But God tells us in these two verses that we don't need to be anxious, and we can be confident when we come to talk to him, because the thing is that he wants to talk to us. He wants to have a relationship with you, and it's honestly just as simple as talking to him. There's no, like, special way to pray. You don't have to cross your heart, or you don't have to necessarily put your hands a certain way or anything like that, but there are some right and wrong ways to pray. So tonight we're going to talk about how to effectively pray, and the number one on the list is pray for things that will bring glory to God, not yourself. God is the one who deserves the glory when it comes to things in our lives. He deserves all the praise and the thanks that we should give him whenever we talk to him, because the good things that happen in our lives are not because of us, they're because of God. It says in John 14:13, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father." And basically what this means is, when we pray, when we give glory to God, when we pray, we should have the mindset of Jesus and his attitude. Jesus humbled himself, and he even prayed to God, even though he is God. He would pray to God and give God the glory for all the things that he did, and for the temptations he faced and beat through God. He gave glory to God, and that's the same thing we should do. If Jesus did it, that's what we should do, and Jesus shows us that by giving glory to the Father. Our second reason, though, is pray in faith, that knowing God that hears your prayers. It says in 1 John 5:14 through 15, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that as we ask anything according to his will, he answers us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked him." To have an example, I was honored with the opportunity to be able to go to mixed camp with some of the middle schoolers, and some of them are in here right now. But one story I have that really just, like, blew my mind, and, like, I've always trusted God, and I know his power, but me and Julie were at a leaders meeting the second day of camp, and they were telling us about how this night is the night that most kids make a decision. Most students accept Christ, or they rededicate their lives, or they decide to become kingdom workers. And they told us, just pick two or three people to pray for. And me and Julie were sitting there, and we were just thinking in front of a room about this size, about the size of these chairs right here. And we prayed out loud by name to students that we were a little unsure of. We didn't know. So we just prayed to God that he would speak to their hearts, and that he would show them his love. And it was so cool. That night, not only did the two exact people that we prayed for by name accept Christ that night, 30 other people accepted Christ that night. Like, God hears your prayers. Like, don't ever think that God's not listening, because he is. The thing is some people miss the part of the verse where it says, God's will. See, sometimes when God answers us, he doesn't answer us yes, he answers us no. And sometimes we either ignore that or we get mad about that. And the reason, like, God does that is because he knows what's best for us. He is the finisher of the things that happen in our lives, and he knows what our best interests are. And sometimes our selfish desires get in the way of that. When we pray, we want this certain thing to happen, but it doesn't happen. And we either think God's not answering us and he's ignoring us, or we're just angry with the choice that God made. But ultimately, he knows the plan that he has in store for us, and he knows what's best for us. So that brings me into point three of pray knowing that God is on your side. God wants you to live a life full of joy and peace. He doesn't want bad things to happen to you. Like, he loves you. It says in Matthew 7:11, how much more will your Father in heaven give you good gifts to those who ask? See, God wants good things to happen to you. He is on your side, and when we get mad or angry about the answers he gives us, we need to take a step back and realize, like, okay, maybe this didn't happen for a reason. I need to trust God. I need to realize that he's on my side. This is in his best interest for me. I need to take away my selfish thoughts and understand that God says no for a reason. God says yes for a reason. He has a plan for everything. So that takes me to the connection point for the night. Pray. God wants to talk to you. Like I said earlier, the creator of the universe wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to connect with you. Because imagine this. Imagine you were in a relationship or you had a friendship or whatever, and you guys didn't talk. You just stared at each other. Like, if me and Riley were friends here and I just... really awkward, isn't it? Like, it would be really weird. Imagine sitting at lunch and you guys just stared at each other and you didn't say anything. Like, you wouldn't get to know them very well. Like, I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but, like, God wants to get to know you. Like, God, the thing God yearns the most is to be wanted by us. Like, it kind of sounds flip-flopped, but that's the thing God wants most in this world, is for you to go to him and to love him. That's what he wants. And, like, we can't do that if we don't pray and talk to him. And you know what? Sometimes people say, well, God, he's not listening. He's not there. I don't hear him or anything. Well, the first thing you should look at is, how's your prayer life? How are you talking to God? Because he's there. But are you making the effort to actually talk to him? Are you making the effort to actually have a relationship with him? Because he's always there, but it's a two-way road. You got to make that effort into having a relationship with him. If you want answers, or if you want things to happen in your life or anything like that, like, you have to talk to God. God wants to get to know you. He wants to have a relationship with you. And praying's just so easy as just talking to him. I know I've told some of you guys before, like, you don't have to do anything special. The creator of the universe wants to talk to you, and it's as simple as just talking to your friends, giving him glory, knowing that he hears you, and knowing that he's on your side is how you have a healthy prayer life. And knowing that no matter what you go to God for, he's going to be there to hear you and to give you an answer. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, to just thank you for the opportunity to be able to just talk to you and to get to know you through just praying, Lord. It's so cool that we get to have a relationship with you. We're so honored and grateful that we can come to you with anything. Lord, we pray that no matter what, we'll come to you, Lord. And you know what? Some of us may need to work on our prayer lives, but we know you're there, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that as we get into these small groups that we take the time to really dive in deep to your word and understand that you want to be there for us and you want to talk to us and you want to connect with us, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this evening, Lord, and I thank you for the food that we're going to eat a little bit later, Lord, and I just ask you to bless our small groups. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.